This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Diane, listening in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Hank. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
I'm having questions about discernment. And there's a life decision that I have to make right now. And I'm trying to ask God, what's His will? What would He like for me to do? But I'm going to be honest, I'm having a trouble kind of getting a handle on it. Do you have any pointers?
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, whatever you do, it has to be in concert with the will revealed in the Word of God. But practically speaking, God leads you through people and through circumstances. So if the ship is anchored, nothing's going to happen. The ship has to head out. And then God's going to open ports or close ports as He sees fit, and He will lead and guide you through His people. Remember, you're not a lone ranger Christian. You are part of a body, and so the body functions, and it helps give you guidance in the process. So people and circumstances, God will direct you through them, and again, you want to always move in concert with the will and purposes of God as revealed in Scripture. So the point is, well, I want to become a porn star. Well, you know, right at the very start, that doesn't fly with Scripture. So, you know, that can't be true. So, I mean, that's a graphic example of saying that there are obviously parameters. But once you have those parameters, God will lead through people and circumstances.
Okay. The other question I have is, you know, ministers and other Christians have told me that you would know a lot of times through a peace, which I have felt, you know, because I'm a strong believer, and I have felt that peace that, you know, people have been talking about. But can also God talk to you through more of awareness?
Yeah.
And I've been looking at Luke 16, you know, the manager, even though it has to do with God is not necessarily congratulating the manager for, you know, being dishonest with his master, but it's also talking about being prepared.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a really good point, because there are times where you have an intuitive sense of uneasiness about something.
And that's what I'm having right now. It's very uneasy.
Yeah, and you have to listen to that. And I've always cautioned people by saying that feelings are notoriously unreliable, and therefore they should be tested. But that is not to say that those feelings or those intuitions that God gives to us are unimportant. Of course, they're not. They are important, and we need to pay attention to these things.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.